The Midday Report.
A stunning New York Times expose of President Donald Trump's taxes at the weekend. In 2016 and 2017 each, Trump paid just $750 in federal income taxes, and he took huge deductions, including a $70,000 to take care of his hair. Trump has described the report as totally fake news. CNN has described it as revealing a pitifully inept businessman and a serial tax avoider. Let's speak now to Brooks Spector, U.S. foreign policy expert. Brooks, what is your reaction to that New York Times expose?
Well, good afternoon, Mandy. I mean, I haven't read all of the supporting documents, obviously, or every tendril that extends from it, but like you would expect, I've been obsessed by it for the last couple of days. And the thing that leaps out at me, even more than the extraordinary amount of hair care products he's claimed as a deduction, and even beyond the fact that he gave his daughter a whole lot of money as a consultant, even though she was already employed by the Trump organization, is the fact that he apparently owes, under his personal signature, effectively, $421 million worth of loans that come due in the next 4 years. But no one is quite clear to whom that money is owed. Now, that is a whole lot of money, and I haven't quite figured out how many rands it is, but it's got a lot of zeros. And you have to think that there are people whom he owes it to, or banks or other organizations, that are itchy about how it's all going to be paid back, and therefore they want to know a little bit more about him. The question, though, is how much of an effect all of this information is going to have on the election or even on the debate, which happens Tuesday night late in the U.S. and Wednesday morning early here.
That's tonight, right?
Sorry?
That's tonight, technically.
Yes.
It's in Cleveland, Ohio, the first debate with Joe Biden. Yeah, so how's this, the timing of this report? What do you make of that, and how do you expect it to impact that debate?
I don't think the New York Times was entirely innocent in that, although I think they will argue with some justification that that's when they finished it. And they'd been through 15 years of tax returns and related documents, and it's like a room full of material, and it takes a while to figure this all out. But the number of people in the U.S. who haven't made up their mind between Donald Trump reelected or Joe Biden as the next president is probably historically small, in that you have to look a long way to find people who really, really don't know who they're going to vote for yet. And how much this is going to affect it, I don't know. The one thing that does really grab you a bit is when a man who purportedly is as rich as Donald Trump is paying $750 in federal income taxes for 2 years running, that's rather less than a part-time waitress might end up paying.
And Trump's reaction, of course, I mean, he's just said this is totally fake news.
Well, fake news doesn't mean what it used to mean, I guess. They haven't managed to deny any of the details, any of the specifics, or any of the conclusions that have been made, and they just simply said it's all, you know, it's all fake. The other thing that I think you need to keep in mind as we look at this is that what are the issues that are most important to those people who are going to cast ballots who have not already done so by mail-in ballots? So a lot of people are going to be doing that between now and the next week or so. And it seems that in a list of things, COVID is right up at the top, along with protecting and figuring out how to pay for health care and the economy in its perilous state. And interestingly and surprisingly, the environment and climate change because of those vast fires on the western side of the country.
Brooks Spector, U.S. foreign policy expert. We have to leave it there, unfortunately. I'll be watching that debate. I'm looking forward to the first debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, of course, in the U.S. That's taking place in Cleveland, Ohio, tonight.